Yo, we is bike. We in front, we bike for another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast. Throw your hands and your sets up. I am Lord. He's Patrick Irvin. And this is how we getting down. We be getting down. Welcome everybody back. Thank you to all our longtime listeners. Shout out to all the new listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember that the Freedom Train is brought to you by PACS Inc. That's PACTSINC.org. Go to the website, check out PACS Inc., a black advocacy organization who's using all of their resources and their manpower to make sure they give back to the black community a whole bunch of educational resources, survival resources, information that we could use to uplift and empower ourselves. So make sure you check out the website at www.pactsinc.org. While you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can learn more about what's going on with the Freedom Train Network, our overall network, what's going on with this Freedom Train podcast, myself, Patrick, and all of the wonderful podcasters right here on the Freedom Train Network. So once again, www.freedomtrainradio.com. And welcome back, man. Y'all strap your seatbelts in because y'all know we on this ride. We on this road where we going into the world of sex, talking about sex and sexual health and sexual responsibility, sexual discipline. Just the whole, we're exploring the whole realm of sex and relationships and all these things that pertain to sex, whether it's good or the bad parts. And we're going to put some perspective on all of it. Why? Because, shit, we like talking about goddamn sex. And I already get paid for it, so why not get more paid for it? Ain't that right, Pat?
More paid.
Get more paid for it, man. Hey, man, and remember, my new book, On the Shores of Giants, Volume 4, The Caribbean, will be available on February 28th on my website, www.ontheshoulders1.com. Make sure you get a copy of my new book. And you can also, on my website, get a copy of the three previous books, Volume 1, North America, Volume 2, Central America, Volume 3, South America. So go check that out. And Pat, tell them where they can get your book, The Chasm.
Amazon.
Yeah. The Chasm. Amazon.com. The Chasm. All right. So,
yeah.
We got a video to react to. So, I'm scrolling through the social medias, and I learned that an artist that I've been listening to for a while, she fine too. She fine. She real fine. Shinsia. Caribbean artist named Shinsia. I believe she's from Jamaica. I could be wrong, but I believe she's from Jamaica. Had a coworker put me on her music 2-3 years ago. Shinsia is pretty cool. She's pretty cool. So we all are familiar with the WAP, the Wet A Unani, right? The Wet A prosecutor, the Wet A pulpit, the Wet A pastors, the Wet A parking space, the Wet A Pullman porters, the Wet A pancakes. You know what I mean. So so we all know what that was. Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, that was number one song, country, yada yada yada. Had a lot of yada yada yada. People like, hey, the song is good, the song is bad, the song is good, and all that stuff. The WAP, that Wet A preposterous, that Wet A porcupine, that Wet A papoosa, right? So I'm scrolling through the socials the other day, and I see there's another type of video, and this time it's the artist Shinsia featuring Megan Thee Stallion. So Megan is still on it. So this song is called Lick. I've watched it. Pat, it's going to be your first time really watching the video. So we're going to get your authentic thing. So how are we going to do this? We're going to let the video play. Then we're going to say our piece. Then we're going to go back through and kind of break some things down on this video and break it down to see if how is this good, bad, whatever in the realms of sex. But we got a lot to talk about with this. So let's go ahead and play this video. Then we're going to come back and give our commentary and do a little breakdown. So let's get everybody get in licking position. Get ready to either lick or be licked. Let's go. Yeah.
Murder on the beat.
Show me that tongue.
Nice. Put me a mouth. Put up me boom boom. Make a tongue go. Lick, lick, lick. I don't want no man, right? Want me a mouth? Make that tango.
Murder.
Put my cash in there.
Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more. Put your back in it. pussy pick up. Love big dick, but that not enough. Me want me boom boom, suck suck suck, I'm a queen. So boy, go down by your knees. Me want sit down by your head, by your mind. If you die in this break lunch and dinner time, my legs are open wide. Put up me boom boom, make it tango. Click click click, I don't want no man way. Want me a mouth? Make that tango. Put your back in it, put your back in it, put your back in it, just a little more. Put your back in it, put your back in it, put your back in it.
Real hot girl shit. I'm thick, and your face where I wanna sit. The nigga Betty, hope you still breathing after this. Make him sweat, get up on his dick and make a mess. Pussy in his face with my ass on his chest, he asleep. Barely ever heard the nigga speak. I don't give a fuck if me and your mama never meet. I'm rude, I don't give a fuck about dude. You must be the shit if I really claim you. Bust it open, bend over, put my back in it. Heat addicted like it got a little crack in it. Suck it like a crab leg, I'm cracking it. Take it out, catch your breath, get back in it. Pink pussy, pink lips, pink tips. Slide down on his ski trip. Juicy booty, need the jumpsuit. If he ate it quick, then call me fast food.
Put your back in it, put your back in it, put your back in it, just a little more. Put your back in it, put your back in it, put your back in it, just a little more. Pretty girl love off, love off, but pretty girl love gets suck off. Like the Red Sea, so me drop out. Boy, when your mouth full, don't talk. But pretty girl love gets suck off. Like the Red Sea, so me drop out. Boy, when your mouth full, don't talk. Boy, when I'm out full. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more.
Yeah. Lick. There it is. Some of the finest music you've ever heard in your life. Hey man, this is a family song. They need to play this at the family cookout. They need to play this at pep rallies everywhere. All right, so okay, your initial reaction. I see your face. Your initial reaction. Speechless.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'm getting old.
Okay. Okay.
Cause I was like, why? Like, none of that's appealing to me. So it was just kind of like, it was like she said, let's take WAP to another level.
Yeah, I want to say this, so, because, you know, I don't like to be a hypocrite. So I don't have a problem with raunchy music being made. Because if I say I have a problem with the song per se, I'd be a hypocrite. But let's not act like when this type of music is made, especially by black women, it gets pushed. It gets pushed like a motherfucker. Now, that don't take no onus or no responsibility, kind of bit off the women who make it and the women who support it and consume it. But the shit get pushed. Let's just be real. Shit get pushed. The goddamn the envelope was pushed on this one. Like they did a lot in this one. The vibrator, yeah. They got a vibrator in the video.
I mean, I'm not, and that's my, because I'm not saying like I'm opposed to like you raunchy music. My thing is just this music ain't for me.
Right. Well, this, okay. The song isn't good, so let's just overall. Because I've been on YouTube.
Well, I was trying to avoid. No, we're not going to avoid. Think it was a good song.
We're not going to avoid saying that. You already know. Hey, the song isn't good. So I mean, so there's a consensus from what I've seen from people on YouTube, both YouTube and Instagram, of people who, because I follow Shinsi on Instagram. I forgot which account I follow on, but I follow on Instagram. And I saw this video posted on her account, and people in her comments telling her, nah, sis, this ain't it. People telling her, I'm disappointed. You know, I was telling you the other day, somebody was like, this is that American stuff, because we're not, of course we know they capping, but this is that American type of music and stuff, because Shinsi don't really do this. And I can say I'm not going to say I'm the biggest Shinsia fan because I've been listening to her like that, but I'm pretty familiar with some of her music. And this is more Megan. than Shinsia, from my understanding. I could be wrong, so if I'm wrong, y'all correct me in the comments, but more of a the Lane Megan end than Shinsia end. But it don't matter, because Shinsia didn't walk the path now. She didn't went down the road.
Yeah, like, the song wasn't good.
At all.
And I don't understand what purpose it has outside of being a strip club anthem, because I don't even imagine being able to eat pussy to that.
But I mean, okay, so for me, I'm looking at image, like overall image of black women, because whether black women like it or not, this song will be something that the world looks at and judge black women off of, decide how they're going to treat black women. Because let's just be real, from numbers we've looked at, black women are already the least desired group. Like when they broke down of desired groups, they said black women are the least desired group of people in America. So stats showing black women get married at a 1 in 4 rate. 1 in 4 black women are getting married. But black women having all these babies. So does that mean that black women, the world sees black women as only sex objects?
Well, yeah. I mean, we know the answer to that.
Right. The answer is yes.
Absolutely, yes.
But this videos like this don't help.
No, they don't. They don't. And if we're looking at it from that standpoint of like image, sexual objectification and all of that stuff, yes, this video is damning. But like you know, growing up and whatnot, and even to this day, there are raunchy songs that I like. My thing with this one is just, it's raunchy for the purpose of being raunchy. It has no other purpose, and it's not good sonically. And musically, it's not good.
And it was put out as a single to blow up and push Shinsia's music. So this is so this gonna be the lead single off the album, and this is how people who don't know Shinsia, this is their introduction to Shinsia. This is a horrible introduction, because this is
my first time seeing her, and I don't want to go look at no more.
But see, right, so it's gonna be hard for me to convince you that she actually makes good music. Shinsia makes good music, because you know me, I don't just be saying that by anybody. And Shinsia actually makes good music. Now, I'm not a Megan fan, so I don't listen to Megan's music. I'm just not a fan of what she does. Don't have no issue with her, whatever. That's not my particular cup of tea, right? But it's just, you know, she's known for making songs like this. In her short time in the industry, she's known for this. Her, Cardi B, Nicki,
basically. All of the big name women, basically.
If you're a woman and you don't talk about sex and you don't show your titties in your ass, you're not known mainstream like that. Like people know of Rapsody. Rapsody is I would say one of the more well-known female rappers who don't show nothing. You don't know what her figure look like, but all you know, them bars is hard. But she don't get the shine that these other women get. She don't get the endorsement deals that these other women get, because she ain't showing her titties and ass. Like, this whole sexual revolution stuff, I mean, y'all might want to rethink this shit, women. Y'all might want to rethink this shit.
Well, I think, you know, we still have a society that doesn't want to hear content from women. And the sad thing is, Megan Thee Stallion can actually rap.
She can't. I mean, you heard the flow on the song. You heard the flow. She killed it with the flow. Now, them lyrics.
Yeah, like.
The lyrics weren't that good, but she killed it with the flow.
But I think the lyrics is, like, negatively impacted by the content. She can put words together. She just choose not to put them together to make them mean anything.
I'm listening to the lyrics. Shinsia saying, big dick ain't enough. You got to lick it up and all these things. I think women, especially black women, need to be more careful and more thoughtful about what they put out mainstream like that. Like,
whatever this song don't happen.
This song being, because, and I know everybody not gonna agree with this, but this song being a song on an album and it being a single is two different things.
No, it is. But my thing is, like, and now I know I'm finna sound like my parents and my grandparents, but raunchy back in the day at least was creative.
What?
A little bit. There was nothing creative about this. This was just like
straight sex. That's like, hey, lick my pussy. Right. I want my pussy licked.
Like,
don't think about
like cookies and cream and shit like that. Like, they was talking about sex.
Lick me.
But if you ain't know, you ain't know.
It's hard not to know in that one. I mean, every innuendo, every, like, they got a vibrator in there, and they every two frames, Shensia and Megan licking their tongue out. Then you got the chicks in the back licking the ice cream, and then you got the chick with the legs open with the turning thing and the mouth and all. Like, it's
that's why I say it's raunch for the sake of raunch. Like, it's not thought provoking. It's not even really interesting. That's pure. Let's make dudes dick jump. That's pure what that is.
I mean,
it for me, that type of music has never done anything. Even when I was a horny teenager, it's definitely not doing anything now.
So let's kind of go back through, and we can stop at certain points and stuff. Kind of, you know, because it's.
Do we have to?
It'll be fun.
All right.
Okay. Let's just stop.
I'm not done. Fucking with none of it.
I'm
the
done.
Backup dances is going extra.
It's not good. It's just not good. Like, visually, sonically, nothing. There's nothing about this that's good. It's not creative. Like, there's a way to create sexual content that's creative, that's tasteful, that I can actually get a point across. There's no point in this but eat my pussy. Really? I mean, what man?
At least
what
she's
man,
stating what she wants.
What man don't already do that? If you under the
it's a couple of them out there.
If you 40 and under, 45, 50 and under, you eat pussy. Let's stop. You eat pussy.
You born in the 70s. People say 70s
and under. Maybe 60s. Not 70s and under. You eat pussy. You eat pussy 70 and under. So it's and I get it. I get it. Because we can't we're not saying you can't make this, because we'll be hypocrites. Because if we're gonna tell the women they can't make this, we got to tell the men they can't make this. All we just saying is this ain't the best look, and there are better ways to talk about sex and sexuality on the track. This is just blatant, fuck it, nasty, pussy, lick, lick, pussy. And it's, once again, like, whether they like it or not, young girls are looking up to them. Young girls will be consuming it. So you got some 12-year-old running around her house right now talking about lick the poom poom and shit.
I don't have a problem with telling the men not to make music like this. I think one of the bigger problems we have is that for too many people, this is their sexual education.
Well, yeah, but I'm not saying don't tell the men. I'm just saying we can't tell the women to not make it and then not tell the men not to make it. So I'm saying, yeah, both sides.
I'm just saying, I think nobody should, because, like, again, this is sexual education for too many young people.
True.
That's problematic. And then on top of that, she's not even giving any good sex.
Nobody's gonna learn anything. Like, there's nothing educational you're gonna learn about this. So I ain't even gonna act like somebody was supposed to have some type of it wasn't nothing, and it wasn't intended to be educational in any way. All it is my pussy. Hey, that's it.
But that's how it's gonna be. I mean, and one of the, she licked her fingers like she was licking a postage stamp. Like, that's how you want a dude to lick your pussy?
But I mean, we got to think about sex and how we're having sex and how we engage in sex and just everything about sex. Shit needs to be different. We got, men need dick discipline. Women, hey, this is not a good look. There's a line between sexy and over sex, and these goddamn women cross the hell out of this line.